The sales department sure sends you to a lot of exciting places. Me, I'm just an office manager. I'm always here.
Not always. I've seen your pictures online. The trip you took to Egypt looked incredible.
It was amazing.
I would love to take a trip there. I've always had a fascination with the mystery surrounding the Great Pyramid. Like how the slaves who built the pyramid could have moved those gargantuan limestone blocks.
Here's a piece of trivia for you. Each of the blocks weighs 2.5 tons, and actually, research shows that the workers weren't slaves. There's evidence that they were well-fed and had good living conditions.
Oh, really?
Wait, there's more. Researchers are convinced laborers at the pyramid were agricultural workers most of the year. There was a 3 to 4 month period when they couldn't work in the fields because they were flooded by the Nile River. So they needed other jobs. They were already made paid workforce.
I had no idea.
It gets better. You mentioned the massive blocks of stone used in the construction of the Great Pyramid. I was intrigued by those massive blocks of stone too. I wanted to know where they came from.
What did you find out?
Millions of tons of stone arrived at the Giza Plateau by boat. Some was from locations close to the building site, but some came from 500 miles away.
Cool. The boats must have made their deliveries during the flood season. I bet they pulled up near the pyramid and made life easier for the men moving the stone on land.
Right. And here's the best part. During flood season, man-made lakes filled with water from the Nile created a series of canals for the boats to pass through.
How do researchers know that? It's not like anyone was taking photos and posting them on social media.
Not a photo, but something better. A written record was found. A French archaeologist and his team were investigating some ancient caves and they found papyrus scrolls dating back to the time when the Great Pyramid was under construction.
There must have been some important information in those scrolls.
The written record was found in the diary of Mura. Mura was an Egyptian official in charge of a sailing crew of 200 men, and his diary records trips to the Great Pyramid. There are detailed lists of the cargo on his boats, including large stone blocks, and he describes waterways that connected the Nile River to the Giza Plateau.
So this was the conclusive proof that scientists needed to solve one of the mysteries of the Great Pyramid. You're right. Murr's diary is better than a photo.